This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Kruger Rock Fire near Estes Park is 100% contained. Larimer County firefighters said Sunday they don't expect the fire to grow any further, but they'll continue to monitor the fire. Colorado's Sex Offender Management Board voted Friday to replace the term sex offender in its policies. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The board voted to instead use the term adults who commit sexual offenses in the guidelines used by treatment providers who work with people convicted of sexual offenses. Those who supported the change argued the term sex offender is not nuanced enough. The change does not affect language used in Colorado statute or the criminal justice system, and the name of the board itself will remain unchanged. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A Spanish company wants to expand Interstate 25 between Longmont and the northern edge of Metro Denver. The company called Rodis says it can add a toll lane and make other upgrades to that section of that often congested highway. It says toll revenue would cover its cost and that it could start construction by 2025. But CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu is skeptical.
You know, but every proposal brought to the government by a private company does not automatically, you know, make the most sense for taxpayers.
Liu says her department will review the company's proposal. Roads could be crowded across the state this week. AAA Colorado predicts nearly a million Coloradans will travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. That's close to pre-pandemic levels. Airports are expected to be busiest tomorrow and Wednesday. Highway traffic will likely be heaviest Wednesday afternoon. This is CPR News.